Now, leader of Yemen's Answer the Movement says that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are puppets of the U.S., Israel, and Britain, which hatch plots in the strife-torn country. Abdul Malik al-Houthi said the U.S. and Israel support Saudi Arabia in its war on Yemen. He accused Riyadh and Abu Dhabi of financing Takfir groups in the country as well. Houthi stressed the aggressors seek to take away Yemen's freedom and independence, and describing unity among Yemeni people as vital. Answer the leader said it's a legitimate right of his people to defend their land. And joining us now out of Atlanta, Georgia, is Mr. James W. Dean, Managing Editor and Columnist at Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Dean. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And I heard the entirety of that address that Abdul Malik al-Houthi made. And he said, he goes, anywhere you look in the Middle East, when you see the, you know, Abu Dhabi and Riyadh generals, they're all taking orders from, you know, generals from Tel Aviv and the UK and Washington. So they're all puppets in essence. Your thoughts, please.
I wouldn't really say they were puppets. I would just say they're allies. They've all joined hands in what they consider to be their own foreign policy, and they have their own coalition to want to rule the Mideast. And they've got Saudi Arabian money, huge stockpiles of Western weapons in Saudi Arabia. Now Saudi Arabia has no political pressure on it due to losses because they're using primary mercenaries on the ground war, of which there seems to be an unlimited supply. The British want to continue selling arms, although that's not very much. But the British and the French typically have been in there primarily at the reemergence that, you know, we're still an old colonial power and we can still wield some interest in the Mideast. But nothing is going on about these so-called Western Democrat countries not pushing for a diplomatic settlement so they can have a political solution. They want to have a military victory to show the Saudis that all this Western power standing behind them. They cannot be defeated and forced to go to the negotiating table by the poorest country in the Arab country in the Mideast, poor Yemen.
Well, we say poor Yemen, but it's obviously of great geopolitical relevance to the West and its regional ally, Saudi Arabia. Why?
Well, there's we've heard that there's a lot of undiscovered oil in Yemen that hasn't really been explored. Saudi Arabia is very afraid that they might find it and start exploiting it and would have a lot of money to build up a weapons base there, and they may attract allies. And, of course, they're very fearful of Iranian influence, although Iran has not really done anything outside its borders other than to help countries that are near it to fight terrorism. So it's this whole idea of framing Iran as some kind of offensive threat is a complete hoax. But with mass media behind it, and it appears people in the West too distracted with their own problems to really care what their government's doing with foreign policy. I worry about Yemen. The ground war is advancing now in Yemen as we talk, and I'm really worried about the war of attrition that Yemen may not be able to hold out indefinitely against these huge powers that it's up against.
Always appreciate your perspective on the program, sir. Mr. James W. Dean, joining us out of Atlanta, Georgia, managing editor and columnist at Veterans Today.